Hi, everybody. This is Heather Poduska, and today we are going to be talking about how to set up a profitable, streamlined business model. This is one of the most important pieces to get nailed down in your business, because if you don't know what to sell, how to structure your offers, or how to set up your options for potential clients, you more than likely are leaving cash on the table. You're also going to be spending a lot more time in overwhelm and confusion. So let's take care of this right now. There are three things we're going to cover in today's call: how to create different levels of packages and programs, how to set up continuity packages for your services, and how to create a hot opt-in or free offering to attract potential clients into your funnel. I can't stress enough, this is so important to get this done, get it lined up, get it nailed down. It's not that you can't shift it or change it as you grow, but one of the biggest obstacles to making money for people and to getting a lot of ROI out of their products and programs is knowing how to structure them so that they are confident and clear when they start the selling process. So let's dig in. And we're going to start with understanding how to create tiered packages. Now, you've already worked on developing your signature system, and you'll want to put together a menu of packages and programs which appeal to your ideal clients at different levels. So when you're designing your services and programs for your clients, the first thing you should keep in mind is people like to have options. You know, you have your signature system. It's one way that people can work with you. You might develop more signature systems and more products and programs as you move forward. But you want to develop different levels of service, different options. So, you know, when we get quotes from contractors, we usually get 3 to 5 different quotes before we choose on who we want to have do our remodel. Or when we're shopping, we might take in 3 different styles of black pants into a dressing room to see which one best suits our shape. And when you're working with clients, when you're trying to sell things in your business, if you offer just one kind of package at one price point in your business, you're not going to make as much money as you could or that you really should. There are many people who are interested in working with you, but for whom maybe your star package doesn't suit their budget, their needs, or their time frame. On the other hand, at the other end of the spectrum, you might have someone who is a high-end client that really doesn't want to mess around with your low-end offerings. They're ready to go. They want all the bells and whistles, and they want a VIP experience. And if you don't have that level set up in your business, you're going to lose that client. And I've seen it happen both ways. I've been in the marketplace. I've seen people who want to step in and try you out first, and I've seen people who are like, I don't have time to mess around. I need to work with this person, and I need to get it done. So you need to be ready. And if you only have low-end offers, the people who are VIPs are going to pass you up for someone who looks more experienced. If you offer options, your clients feel like they have more control to customize their experience with you. However, you know, having more than a few options is overwhelming. So you want to try to stick to maybe three levels for each of your signature systems. So next, we're going to be talking specifically about products and programs. Since you've already done the work of creating your signature system, all you need to do to make your packages is to draw from that template to create a tiered sampling. If you think about your programs as a funnel, you'll start with the biggest package first and then simply take away features as you go down the funnel. And the reason we do it that way and the reason I structure things that way when I'm working with people who are setting up their business model is pain is a better incentive than pleasure. And it's better to offer your high-level programs first and then talk about your lower level offerings, because people don't like having things taken away from them. So you can often incentivize your potential client to make a bigger investment by doing your sales this way. I mean, you always, always, always want to stay in integrity and offer a program that you feel will genuinely help your client, and try not to sell them a bigger package they don't need just because of the money. But if you set things up in this way, someone might go for a package that's more inclusive than one of the lower end packages because they hear all the great things that you actually can do for them. So if you have bonuses in your bigger package, someone might actually buy your bigger package just to get that bonus. So when you're setting it up, you want to, for today, we're going to talk about doing it in an ABC model. So you're going to have your good, better, best, bronze, silver, gold, premium, deluxe, basic. You can be as creative as you want with the names. Just start with the biggest one first, and we're going to start with three levels. When you finish, you want to say for whom each of these programs is created. People tend to take action if they recognize themselves in the description. So for example, if you have a package that's called the 30-Day to a Well-Fed Family Package for busy moms who want a fast and easy approach to reforming their family's eating habits. Okay, that's kind of a mouthful and no pun intended, but 30 days to a well-fed family package. That's the title, and then the tag would be for busy moms who want a fast and easy approach for their family's healthy eating. That's clear who that's for. So if you're a busy mom with a family who wants a quick answer to getting your kids to eat things other than pizza and nachos, you probably find this package really appealing. Another example, sort of on the other end of the spectrum, would be something like this. The Deluxe Dress for Success Package, creating a winning style for the female executive aiming for the C-suite. Okay, if I'm a female and I'm an executive and I really want that CEO position or a higher level in my company, I'm going to identify with that because the person who created this program is telling me exactly who this is for. So be as specific as possible with the results and the benefits. And we talk about this a lot in this program, results, 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 results. So for example, in the Find Your Voice brand discovery package, you will create a powerful and authentic brand to differentiate yourself in the marketplace, attract more clients, and make a lot more money. So making more money, attracting your ideal clients, differentiating yourself in the marketplace. Those are benefits, those are results of going through this brand discovery package. Now, another example, in the Project Your Voice brand communications package, so these are random things, but you will learn how to create a powerful and compelling brand message, packages, how to reach and ignite your target audience and inspire them to action. So you can see that those results are a little bit different than the first one. So I want you to be thinking about these things, and you know what? You've already done a lot of this work. If you have done your signature system, if you have thought about your niche and your target audience and your marketing messages, you are already clear on a lot of these things. So in a lot of ways, this is going to be a plug-and-play process for you, so make it super, super easy. Just remember, if you're focused on helping the most people, you want to make it easy for them to find the service that best suits your needs. And you do this by giving them options, clearly stating the result, and helping clients see themselves, like the package I just said about dressing for success for the female entrepreneur female executive who wants to get into the C-suite. You want them to see themselves in the appropriate program. And you want to list the biggest, most specific benefit for each package. So if you follow this program, the result you can expect will be blank, or the advantage of this program over the other programs, right? So if you need to help your client maybe distinguish between the two, if they're like waffling, like I'm not sure if I should go for the big kahuna package or the more basic one, they both sound great, I'm not sure. You want to be able to articulate them the advantage for their situation based on what is in that program. And again, you're going to do this with integrity, right? You're not just going to push the bigger program because it's what you want them to do. But if you can articulate to them why it would be a better match for them, the more value that they would get out of it, then absolutely you need to be able to describe that. You need to be able to articulate the results that they can expect from each package. Maybe your lower level package is quicker. It might not have as much access to you. It might be an online course. And some people really like that do-it-yourself kind of thing, so maybe for them that is the best option. But you want to be clear so that you can sell. And it's this whole thing of having structure in your business, being really clear about your offerings is going to make you so much more confident when you get into a situation where you are trying to sell something to somebody. So you're ultimately going to be able to make more money with this. Okay, so now you have these templates that you should be able to download, and we're going to break down your packages. We're going to start with your signature system. So you've already done this. You've already created your signature system. And we're going to start with creating your premium package. So this is going to be your best, most juiced up, most expensive offering. This package should include all of the bells and whistles, the extras and the surprises, all the bonuses. The transformation for your clients should be significant and thorough. So an example of this might be a year-long high-level mastermind, a deluxe VIP experience, right? So what steps will your clients go through? Ideally, it will be most, if not all, of your signature system steps. So this would be all of your signature system, right? This is going to be the biggest, most luxurious option for them. And just bear in mind that you might do this process of tiering your packages for different systems that you put in your business as you move along. So if you have in your business, I'm just going to use a random example, but if you are a health coach, you might have a program that is about healthy living, dieting, exercising, but you might have a second program, a second signature system that is only focused on exercising. So you might have different levels of service in each of your signature systems, but we're just going to start with one now so that you don't get overwhelmed. But I'm just telling you that so that you know that you can apply this process and this way of thinking to things that you create down the road. So the first premium package is going to be that signature system. This is for programs, right? This is for programs, packages, and products. And we're going to talk about sort of coaching models after we go through this. So how long is this program? How long is it going to take them to go through your signature system? Is it going to be, are you going to do one module, one class, one session a month, a week? Is it going to be two? How long is it going to take them? How long is the program? What are the features? These are all the features. How many calls are they going to get? Is it going to be webinars? Is it going to be group? Is it going to be video conferencing? What is it going to be? And how long will each session be? Is it going to be in person? Are you going to go to their house? Are you going to meet them at the gym? Will they have a recording? These are all things to think about. What training materials are they going to receive? Are they going to get checklists and templates, recordings, a video, a workbook? And will there be any additional meetings? Sometimes if you buy a program or a package, you get a bonus. And definitely, definitely, definitely you need to have bonuses in your premium package. So if you're not familiar with the concept of a bonus is an extra thing that is not part of your signature system. So I do a program called Close Any Room where I teach people how to create profitable signature talks from the stage. And in that program, I talk to them about how to structure their talk, how to structure their content, how to seed their talk to sell, how to find gigs, how to talk to people about getting gigs, and how to include their offer and talk about their offer. So all of those things have to do with getting the gig, structuring your talk, making money from speaking. As a bonus to that program, I offer and include a PDF and a report about how to dress so you look amazing on stage. So it's not actually part of the curriculum for the program. It's a bonus that enhances what the person is already going through in that program. So if you're a health coach, you might throw in a recipe book, or it might be extra time with you. So if someone goes through your VIP experience, if they're in a year-long mastermind program with you, you might throw in a retreat that other people pay for. So people who are not in your premium program pay extra money to come to the retreat, but if your client is in your mastermind, your VIP program, they get to come for free. So that would be another bonus. Now, this is also part of the features. How much access to you are they going to get, right? This is a decision you have to make about your packages. Is it going to be private one-on-one coaching with you? Is it going to be group coaching with you? Is it going to be no coaching with you? Is it going to be access to a library? Are they going to have email access to you? And, in our age of technology, are they going to have access to you via private messenger on Facebook? Are they going to have your cell phone number so they can text you? These are decisions that you have to make and make it very clear about what you want to give to people. Is it going to be unlimited access? Is it going to be 15 minutes of, email service? Are you going to charge for that? So this is all about clarity. Will there be any additional networking or group exposure? What will that be like? So are you going to be holding retreats? Again, I mentioned that, but it might also be a Facebook group, right? Do people get access to a community? That's really important for people. That's an extra added value to your program. And what I already said this, what additional bonuses will be provided? will you bring in outside speakers? Will you provide meals? Are there, you know, are you going to give people access to your events that other people don't have access to? What additional VIP experiences can you put in this package? And then you're going to go back through everything that you've just listed, everything from the Facebook group to the time with you to the additional retreat or program, all of those things, and you're going to attach a value to it. So if your time is $1,000 an hour, then you're going to look at how many hours that you're putting into this package, how many coaching calls, how long is it going to be? Is it a, if it's a 12-week program and they get an hour of your time each week, that's $12,000 if that's your rate. And then what about the Facebook group? Well, that's a really, you know, a private Facebook group, depending on what your business is. Maybe it's something very intimate where people want to feel safe and secure about sharing things. Having a private, safe community is a value, so put a value on that. You want to put a value on your bonuses. Anything that you are offering has value, so put a monetary value on that. And then you're going to add it up, and you're going to say, okay, the value of this package is this. And that'll help you with the pricing. And then what again, now we're going to look at the benefits and the results. What is the benefit or result of this package? So if I put a package together that really helped someone completely get ready for the stage, they would look amazing, they would know how to walk on stage, they would be able to confidently sell from stage, they'd be able to convert people from the stage, they'd be ready for high-end media, they'd be able to, you know, develop their own podcast. Like, those are specific benefits and results. What is the transformation that your client can expect? And these are things that if you've done your signature system, if you've done your niche work, if you've done your target audience work, you already know these things, and this is just a plug and play. But I can give you the example. So the one program might be, like I mentioned, about selling from the stage. Another program that I have is a beauty boot camp where people get ready physically for their brand image to look amazing and hot and, you know, confident in pictures, on TV. Those are different packages. So what the transformation in is going to be different. So you want to be specific about that. Okay. Since this is your premium offer, think about this package as deluxe and complete. This should be aimed at your high-end or advanced clients. So you want to be clear who, for whom is this package designed, right? Who is the typical person you can see benefiting from this program? And you want to be crystal clear about this. Make some notes about who would be the perfect client. So for me, for one of my programs, if perfect client for me in one of the programs that I just mentioned would be someone who is gunning for national attention. They want to be in media. They want to be on video. They want to be on stage. They want to be in the spotlight. They have a big idea, a big platform that they want to get across. So they might be perfect for my high-end program. But someone who else is just, you know, they're sort of building up their business and maybe they don't want that national media attention. They just want to grow their business and be the star in their industry. Maybe they wouldn't be ideal for that premium package. So you have to be clear about that for yourself. Because when you are selling and you get people coming through your funnel, you want to be able to direct them to the right place and make them feel like this was designed exactly for them. They should be like, hells to the yeah, this is perfect for me because you've thought about it. So you're going to go through that same process that we just went through for your next level of service. So the first one is the premium deluxe. There should be nothing left undone about whatever result that they want to get from that program. And then the next package, you're going to take some of the bells and whistles away. So if you offered extra time with you, like maybe you wouldn't have as many private coaching calls. Private one-on-one calls. Maybe the standard package is a group coaching program that has Q&A. And so they're still getting access to you, but it's not one-on-one access. So you're going to go through the same thing. This is your basic meat and potatoes package. So this is the one, you know, in marketing, it's good to have, you know, a big little, biggest, good, better, best, ABC, however you want to think about it, gold, silver, bronze, because most of your clients are going to go for the middle package. Most of them will go for the silver, the B, the good package, because, you know, they identify that way. So you really want to make this, this is really the meat and potatoes of your, of the tiered system. This should also be significant and provide high-value results, but it's not going to have as many bells and whistles as the premium package. So again, what steps will your clients go through? How long is the program? We want to figure out all of the features that we just did for the premium package. But you want to think about, what are you going to take out of this, right? And the reason that we do this in this process, again, is because if you think about all of the things for the big package first, then you just take them away, and you can whittle down your packages. Maybe you do something live the first time, like doing it where you have people on the call with you the first time through, and you have a Q&A at the end for one of your higher-end programs, and then you repurpose that and just do the recordings and make the recordings available for the lower-end products and programs. So what is going to be included in this? You want to go through the same steps. And then again, who is this package created for? Since this is your middle offering, think of this as your main or basic package. This should be aimed at sort of your average ideal client, who is the typical person that you can see benefiting from this program. Okay, now we're going to move down the tier to your entry level, the step-in offer. So this is the fewest bells and whistles. But this might be the program in some ways that is the most important, because people might start with you at this lower level and then move up to one of the higher end programs that you have, or they might move laterally, right? They might move, like someone might come to me for image consulting to a low level program and they get that, and then they might move laterally to a speaking program or a business building program that I offer. So your step-in program is very important. Just because it's a lower-end program or product doesn't mean it's not important, because it might be the way that a lot of people actually come into your funnel. So this may take the form of a condensed version of your other packages. You might actually offer all of the same steps that you offer in the other programs, but it might not be as detailed. It's more high-level. Or you might offer steps 1 through 5 through this program, and they need to go into a different level with you to get the rest of the steps. But this might be a boot camp, this might be a mini intensive, it might be a 1-day event versus a 3-day event. If you do a lot of live events, if you do retreats that are week long, or you do 3-day events, this might be a half-day event, right? That's another way of creating A, B, and C packaging around this. So this is going to be your lowest price point that people can come in. It's going to be a condensed version. It's going to be a stripped-away version, but you still want to know all of the details. How long is it? How many sessions? How long will each session be? What's the training? What are they specifically going to learn? What are the takeaways? Will there be any additional things? And then who is this for? And what are the advantages of this kind of program versus your premium program? So like for the lower end program, you can use phrases like quick, easy, fast, start, mini, step in, getting started, beginning. If you are just on your path and you want a quick, easy, get in, get out, and so that you have the information that you want in your back pocket, this is the best program for you, right? If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you don't need hand-holding, you just want to get in, get the information, get out. That's great language to use for your step-in offer, because people are like that. They might not be ready for that big commitment. So you want to be clear about who this is for, and then in your marketing, target your marketing with that specific language. Okay. Now, for whatever you do in your business, always you should include testimonials for people who have already done each of your packages or have gone through your program. So this is social proof, and it's extremely important to helping people take action. So if you have someone that's gone through your Big Kahuna program and they are now rocking it wherever they're doing, you want to include that information whenever you're marketing your programs. Okay. And that's true for anything you do in your business. You always want to get social proof. So that was really how to take your products or programs and beef them up or strip them down to make tiered choices. The next thing we're going to talk about is continuity packaging. And this is similar to tiered packaging, but it's slightly different in this context that I'm talking about is going to be one-on-one coaching or consulting services. It's most useful for ongoing coaching and service contracts. So where your signature system might be have a beginning and an end. Like you go through the steps with your clients and then they're done. And there's a specific result at the end. This is more about a coaching model where it might be an ongoing process, or there's not a specific clear beginning and an end to the result. Like the thing that pops to mind is like if you had a lawn care service, that's continual. You always need your grass cut. But you don't want to have to resell people all the time, right? You don't want to have to, okay, I cut your grass once, will you please hire me again to cut your grass next week? That's not how it works. There are different ways of doing this. So if you're a coach or you own your own service business, chances are you offer one-off services. But especially for beginners, they might do this. But if you're going to engage your clients for one-time services, you're missing really a lot of money and the opportunity to grow your business. But also by not having continuity packaging in your business model, you're also not serving your clients most effectively. Many, many services require more than one session to see any kind of impact or sustainable results, right? So again, if we go back to the grass cutting, you could see a result right away. You could see, oh, my grass was long, they came and they cut it. But if you were in therapy, right, if you maybe were in couples therapy or something like that, you're not going to see the immediate result, or weight loss maybe even. You're not going to see the immediate result after just one session. You need more work, more exposure to the person who's helping you. So this is where it comes in handy. So if if you were a personal trainer and you went once in a while or just once, you're not going to see the progress. You're not going to see your rock hard abs, getting, or your tush getting tighter. You need to work on a regular basis over a period of time to see any real change in your body composition. You may have a service that requires even longer periods of time or exposures to see real results. So, like I mentioned, therapy, but also I used to teach music. And if you have kids or even adults, you're not going to learn to play an instrument well, in a month or even 3 months. You need to be learning and improving your skills over time. So it's really most beneficial for the student to opt in for longer sessions instead of just paying you, one at a time or dropping in. And this is important for things, I really stress this, for places like meditation centers, yoga centers, where people, they have a lot of drop-ins, but it's not a way to retain clients in your sales funnel. So, when I was back to the days when I was teaching, people would give me a check for one lesson when I very first started out, and I was like, no, we're not going to do that. You really have to have that continuity. So another reason to bundle your package or your services is because it saves your clients and you a lot of time and energy. Just imagine if you had to call your trash service to pick up, your trash every week, it would be such a pain. But you don't have to do that because you have a contract with them, and there's no reason you can't create longer contracts and continuity programs with your clients. If you sell a product like a skincare or healthcare drink or something like that, or even dog walking sessions, you can create contracts of monthly services. You see this with beauty products a lot, where they deliver your packages right to your door on a monthly basis. So one of the greatest benefits to you doing things this way is that you save money, time, and energy also in your marketing. You don't have to chase down new clients all the time. The leads are with you month to month to month. And you still have a steady stream of prepaid happy customers. Okay. Once you think about how long it makes sense for you to make your packages and programs, you can start to think about ways to bundle your services. So if someone has signed up for a 3-month coaching program, you could also give them free access to your lecture series. So you could give bonuses for signing on for longer contracts, right? Even though it's a coaching program, you can give incentives if you want people in longer. So people who do 3 months might not get as many perks as someone who does a 6 or a 12-month program. Another way to some people do continuity programs is not in time segments like a 3-month contract or a 6-month coaching contract, but it's an ongoing contract. So it doesn't end after 6 months. It just has a 30-day cancellation policy. Like some gyms have this. And the benefit as a coach or consultant to this kind of contract, even though it sounds kind of scary, like, well, you know, at what's going to make them want to continue with me after a month? Well, you have to be delivering amazing results to your clients, right? Because the downside is that your clients can opt out at any time. And some people find this kind of scary to do that. But the bonus is that you don't have to resell your clients after three to six months, right? There's more fluidity, and you have a steady stream of profits coming. You still have a 30-day notice if they're going to quit, but you don't have to constantly resell them if it's like a coaching client or something like that. So some people really like that model. So you kind of have a couple of options. You can do things like a 3-month coaching program, a 6-month coaching program, or you could do, you know, this is like a retainer. I'm on retainer and then with a 30-day notice. But you want to start to think about how you can customize your services and bundle your products. And you want to think about this in terms of the needs of your clients. What will best serve them? What will best serve their budget? The time needed, and think about the time needed to get the results that they want and your time and value. And so we already talked about the pricing a little bit, but some people get like, how do I price this? You know, you really want to think about pricing your products and programs as packages and programs. You don't want to say, okay, my fee is $500 an hour, because a lot of people wince at that. But if you are like, I'm not sure where to start in my pricing or packaging, think about your hourly, what you would like to make for your hourly rate, right? I mentioned that before. We were talking about the tiered programs. If you want to make $150 an hour, add up the hours, and that's sort of like a starting point, right? If you want to make $1,000 an hour, add those hours up and give everything a value. And you can do that for these continuity programs too. The nice thing that you can do for people, one of the best bonuses, and I'm sure you've seen this, you know, if you have oil changes or something like that, is if people buy more, you give them better value. So if it's $3,000 for 3 months, then instead of making it $6,000 for 6 months, you might offer them $5,000 for 6 months. And instead of making it $12,000 for 12 months, it might be $10,000 for 12 months, so that there's more incentive to stay longer. So when you're thinking about this, think about what is the shortest amount of time you think your ideal clients or customers need to get real lasting results from your product or service. So if you sell skincare products, would it take a week, a month, 3 months, more to see real improvement in their skincare? If you're a parenting coach, how long would it take working with you before parents could see real results in their children's behavior? And the reason you really want to think about this is because if someone comes to you and you only offer them a 3-month thing, you offer them that and it's really not enough time to see the results, they're not going to come back. It's much better to say, listen, you're really going to need 6 months before you're going to see the kind of results that you want. It's honest. It helps them get the results they want, and it keeps them engaged so that you can really deliver value. So think about, how do I want to structure my service-based business? Is it going to be coaching and one-on-one services? How is that going to work in terms of time commitment? So do I want to do VIP days for 6 hours? Should I do a half VIP for 3 hours? Is it going to be maybe a VIP day with 6 hours of follow-up or 3 months of follow-up coaching? Do I want to do a 3-month, a 6-month, or a 12-month coaching program? What is going to be my desired hourly rate? Right? Think about that. You know, only you get to determine that. You might want to look at what other people are doing to kind of get a sense, but then always go back to how you feel about your own value. Most of the time, people underprice themselves. They undervalue their time. So really think about that. And then what is the price of my different packages based on my hourly rate? Like we just said, okay, if your hourly rate, let's say it's $500 an hour, then you do a 3-month package and you get a call a week. That's 12 calls for $500 an hour. That's a $6,000 package. So, and that doesn't include any extra bells and whistles, so you want to think about the value. This is going to help you when you're thinking about your pricing. And then what products or services can I put together to create a bundle? So in my business, I could say, okay, I could create a package that had a speaking masterclass, maybe a day of personal shopping and a photo shoot, right? I mean, that might be a bundle of something I could put together for somebody. But you don't want to be constantly reinventing the wheel and customizing. That's why we're doing this, to save time, is to help you think about it ahead of time so that you can sell with confidence. And then what other incentives can you give to continuity clients that are not available to other people? So you want to think about that. Okay. So you have some work to do around that. And I know that was a lot of information. So you're going to want to carve out time to really map it out. This is about structure. This isn't sort of the emotional part of your business. This is about really putting together a model, a business model, a money funnel. And you have some different things to look at, some extra templates that are about putting together your funnel so you can visualize and see, I have a low end, I have a medium, I have a high, these are my step-ins, these are my freebies. So you can really have a map of what you're doing. Confidence is key. Structure is the bridge to your profits. It's not a cage. Okay, so in order to get people to buy from you, they have to come into your funnel. They have to be exposed to you. So we're going to also take some time now to talk about how to create a free hot offer. This is your opt-in. Your free offerings or opt-ins are the first step to getting clients into your sales funnel. And in today's crowded market, you must demonstrate value before people will buy from you. No matter how great your reputation is, clients will want to get a taste of your personality, your expertise, and your brand before they shell out their cash. It's no longer good enough just to have a spot on your website that says, hey, sign up for my newsletter here. Who cares? I mean, you know, our boxes are full of things, our email boxes. You might have the greatest newsletter in the world, but you have to sell it, right? You need to have a newsletter that has value, that gives tips, that gives information. You have to entice your audience with a promise of real value. Now, the reason that you want them to sign up for your newsletter is not just so you can hold hands and run through a field of daisies together. You want them in your sales funnel so you can continue to market to them over time, because most people aren't going to opt into your freebie and just buy right away, right? They're not going to go to your website and say, oh, that $10,000 coaching program looks awesome. Click. No, that's not the way it usually works. You have to court them through your marketing, and this is the first step. So I'm going to give you some steps now to help you create a hot opt-in that will make people want to give you their emails. This will be a really similar process to figuring out your niche. You know, we've done a lot of this work already, but this is what you need to think about. What does your audience want more than anything right now? Do they want to be skinnier? Do they want to be healthier? Do they want to live longer? Do they want to make more money? Do they want more clients? Do they want more ease? Do they want to know how to create a hot opt-in? Do they want to know how to create sales funnels? Do they want to know how to save time when they're cooking dinner? What is it that they want right now? Now, what can you offer them that is quick, and this is really important, and actionable? I have a friend who's a health coach, and she has her five M's, and it's a magnet that she sends out that you put on your refrigerator. And the M's are, music, movement, what are the other three? But they were all, I think it's M, music, movement, I can't remember now, but it's a magnet that's on my refrigerator, and every morning I see that, and I think, okay, I have to check these things off my list. These are actionable things. I know that it's exercise. Oh, meditation was one of them, right? So I have these five things that I need to do every morning, and it's in front of me every morning. It's actionable. I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. See, that's why I need the magnet, because I need to see it. I don't remember. I have to be looking at it. These might be things for you, like life hacks, health hacks, marketing tips, sales tips, things that people can do right away that's quick and actionable. So what can you offer to your client that is repeatable, that will get their eyes on your freebie over and over again? I just told you one for me, which is this magnet, because I can't remember. I have to, when I go to the refrigerator every morning, I say, okay, I need to move, I need music, I need to meditate, and it's a great checklist. So checklists are great. How can you put something together that they will do over and over again? like maybe how to create a Facebook ad, right? How many Facebook ads do you create over time if you have a template on how to do that? Or a workout, you know, if you're a health coach, here is my 10-minute, you know, abs workout for you. Great. Okay, that they're going to see that over and over again. Okay. How, and then how does your audience like to consume information? Do they like audio? Do they like print? Do they like video? And if you don't know, ask them. Ask your list. Ask your friends. Ask your buyers, not your necessarily your friends. Ask your buyers, how do they like that? Survey them. And you can have more than one form, right? So you want to be redundant in this. So if you create a video, get the video transcribed, and then you can also have a PDF. So you want to repurpose things. Maybe you've given a talk that has different points in your talk. You can break that apart and use that as a little video course. So you want to repurpose and save the work that you do. But find out what your audience likes to consume, how they consume it. Okay, the next thing is, what is your visual brand and how can you make your opt-in look hot, right? You know, I always say it's an eye candy world and you need an eye candy brand. So there are some really great design tools out there. You can do things in your email contact thing, like you can have opt-in forms on AWeber or, you know, a MailChimp or whatever. They have some templates already there, but some great tools are PicMonkey, and the other one that I love is Canva.com, CANVA.com, and they're great photo editing, sort of design, easy to use. Anybody can use them to make, you know, pictures and things for your, if you're doing an ebook, you can create a nice ebook there. But you need to think about your brand and make it look great because it's going to be on social media when you're promoting. It's going to be on your website. Okay, then the next thing is, what is your call to action or upsell, right? You have this hot opt-in. People have given you their email. You don't want the ball to drop there. Remember I said this is to market to people over time. So what is the next step that you want them to do? Make sure you guide your audience exactly to what you want them, what action you want them to take. It might be as simple as having a call to action for a strategy call. You know, if you've enjoyed learning about how to create Facebook ads with ease, I can take you through the next step, and I'd be happy to talk to you more about this. Click here for your free strategy call. Or point them to your next step-in offer, right? Remember that lowest program that we just talked about? Maybe that's the next step. You know, these steps that I just gave you are just a taste of what I do with my clients. What we do in our boot camp is really take these steps, and over the next 4 weeks, you'll have exactly blah, blah, blah. You want to point them exactly where you want them to go, and a call to action should be on every single one of your opt-ins. So you have to think backwards about what you want them to do next. Okay. Then the next thing about your opt-ins is you have to know what's needed on the back end. Do you need a web designer? Do you need someone for your website to help you with the code? Do you need someone to help you with Facebook? Do you need, do you need landing pages? Do you need a conference line? Do you need a video camera? Do you need an email provider? The basic format is creating an opt-in form. So using an email service and hooking it up to your website or a landing page using software like Lead Pages or for a Facebook ad. This is the technical side of the opt-in. So if you're not comfortable or familiar with the options, you want to get a tech person or a VA to help you out. But there's a lot that you can do on your own, and I'm not going to go into it in great detail here because it really depends on what you decide for your opt-in. This is to help you think about all of the pieces that you're going to need and to get comfortable with implementing it or asking for help. So I highly suggest, you know, there's Fiverr. You can go in Fiverr and have people help you. That's Fiverr.com that can help you with projects like that too if you're not comfortable. Okay, so here are some possible forms of a hot opt-in. If you're like, what should I do? You could do a video course, a newsletter that offers real value and tips, a free PDF or special report about something you're an expert in, a membership site, maybe it's a recipe site, a free Facebook group. Those are really hot right now. It might be a DVD or an audio download, a free webinar, a free teleseminar. It could be a physical product like CDs that people would load into their car. And if you do something like that, it's okay to ask for shipping. You know, it's okay to ask people to pay for those, like, you know, a small amount, because it's actually a good trigger to help people to start thinking about buying from you. But you could do a free one. Checklists, quizzes, books, or chapters from a book. Like if you've written a whole book, maybe give one chapter for free. A top 10 list, mistakes to avoid, tips to try, videos of talks you've done, old content that you repurpose, free courses, a printable workbook, a free a chapter preview, I said, a guide to buying something, right? Your recommended resource list. So think about what would make sense for you. I know that there was a lot there, and you're going to have homework to do after listening to this call today. But if you go through and you have templates and you really think about it, you're going to be so much further along than people who do it piecemeal. The more you can systematize and structure how people step into work with you, that you're clear at what levels people should be feeding into which of your programs, if you want to do continuity, if you want to do ABC packaging, if you want to do a hybrid of those things in your business model, you map it out ahead of time so you know exactly what you're doing. Okay, I know that was a lot of information, so that is the end for today, and I'm going to open the line for questions. Hello.
Hi, Heather. Hi, Jen.
Hi, guys. So how was it? Do you have any questions for today?
Is it me? Is it just me or Jen's here?
I'm not sure. I just opened the line, so I'm not sure if she's here or not. I know she had a conflict. But if you have a question, then I'm happy to answer it.
Well, hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Okay, just confirm, I did not miss last week, right?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Because that was our break.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
Because I was in Boston, and I'm like, okay, it seems like it's been a really long time since I talked to her.
Yep. No, we're right on track, right on track. So
That was awesome because, you know, that is what I struggle with the most.
Well, you and 90% of the people out there, right?
Right, right. And since it is you and me, this is actually kind of nice because obviously you gave me a free consulting call, which lasted way over our 30-minute consulting time, and I was overly joyed and full of gratitude for that. In addition, you introduced me to Gail, where I'm at, and after being at the C-suite conference, it made me really sit back and reflect on what I was doing, which was great. And I met so many authors and so many people, obviously, at the C level, that it just inspired me so much and motivated me so much of, okay, I want to be there speaking. I want to be up on that stage speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I be there? And what is it going to take for me to get there?
Mm-hmm.
And so those were the questions that I was saying to myself, and I thought, okay, you know, with you, and if I wasn't on a budget myself with my health issues and whatnot, I would have jumped in premium package all in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you offered this, and it was affordable to me and has brought me such clarity. However, I want more.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. Well, so that's a really good example. That's a perfect example of how having tiered packages in your business works, that
exactly.
Someone comes in. They might step in a lower end program with lower access. They start to get results. They want more. They make more money. They get better health, whatever, and then they move through your funnel. So that's a really good example of that.
Well, and that's what I wanted to, you know, thank you for, you know, going through that and really delivering it the way you did.
Thank you. Did you have any questions about putting together a business model?
That, I have to tell you, is something I have struggled with from day one.
Mm-hmm.
From no matter what, because being in law enforcement for so long, I was almost, it's not tunnel vision, but everyone tells you what to do, and then you have to make life decisions, quick life to death situations immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're constantly on your feet. You're constantly making decisions. I never had to sit down and write a business model.
Mm-hmm.
So this literally has been, you know, even with the foundation starting, it's like, okay, what I know what I want. how am I going to get there? And because I have such a problem asking people, and especially asking people for money, it's very difficult. So I came up with something tangible to sell. Well, I can't sell everything on my own in order to fund a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I need? I need salespeople. Well, that's difficult when your brand is new and nobody knows who you are. They know who's designing your clothes, but they don't know anything about you and getting your story out there. Because once you're emotionally tied, you tend to buy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yes, I need major help writing a business model. I know you work backwards. So what are the results I want? I want to be on stage. I want to be a C-suite speaker. I met a couple publishers that were very interested in assisting with, like, we tease, you know, I should have 10 books out there by now. How do I get all that done? Using my time efficiently
mm-hmm.
is definitely a struggle since my cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Because before I was, again, under my sergeant and under a team where, I mean, if I wasn't somewhere, someone could have died. So I needed to almost get back into that mentality of making every minute count.
Right. So I think, but you know, that's what everybody should be doing, right?
Right. And I'm owning really, that I'm not doing that right now. I need to get back to that.
Right. So my point is that you want to be focusing your time on things that you love and that you're passionate about and that are your biggest ROI, right? I'm not saying you should just go after money. I'm not saying you should just go after passion, right? It's the combination of those two things.
Of course.
So with, right? So if, I always say this, there are no business model police. You don't have to set up packaging in that way. And if you want to be a professional speaker, then there are lots of people who are doing that and they're making money as professional speakers, but that's a specific lifestyle, right? And it's like being a free agent of going around and getting speaking fees. But you still have people who do really well with that still have back-end products and programs, right? They might have a book. They might have a course. Like even Tony Robbins, who is a big speaker, has programs and packages and books and all things, other things that he sells.
Right.
So you might generate speaking fees for being a keynote speaker, but then you also want to – the thing about that is if you're not performing, you're not earning. Right, it's not leveraged. It is leveraged in that you're speaking one to many people, but if you're not doing a signature talk where you're selling and you're just being the keynote speaker, you're getting a fee, right? So even if someone pays you $20,000 to come and speak after that, and I'm not saying that's great. If someone pays you $20,000 to speak, that's fantastic.
Correct, but you want the continuity.
But after that, the $20,000, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But if you're speaking to sell, and you're selling, you know, you have back-end things that people can buy, even if you're not selling from the stage. So say you're a keynote speaker and you're not trying to sell something from the stage. If people know about you, they know about your products and services, right? They can check you out. And then the other model is, you know, actually selling from the stage. But you need to have something that you're selling so that it's also leveraged for your time. So every time you're speaking, people can become aware of what else it is that you can do for them. So So that the flow of cash keeps coming. So it's not only the wonderful speaking fee that you're going to get, but also keeping people in your sales funnel. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. So, and Heather, you know, I've been straight up, I mean, I don't believe in doing anything but straight up and honest. I'm almost honest to fault, if that's even possible. When you made a comment of, okay, one of your programs is how, like you name one of the programs I want to be in. And if it's, you know, $1,500 or $2,000 a month, and at this point in my career, I can't afford that, then how do you go about, like what you said was, I want to be sharing my message. I want media coverage. I want to be the person on the stage. I wrote down what you were saying. That package that you offer. I forgot what you called it. If I want all of that, okay, you're my mentor, you're my coach. You're doing a boot camp, a boot camp for sake of intensive course, a very valuable time you're giving of yourself at a reasonable price that I was able to afford. But how would I be able to, besides performing, which means getting paid, be able to get to that next level with you to assist me with that whole package?
So
this
I think
is
that
amazing. I have to go through all this to get there.
So here's a couple. I love you, Trish. You're so awesome. You're just so awesome. And I just already see you doing all these things that you want to do. And, you know, for you, part of it's just getting out there. Like, people are, you know, you're going to get on stage, people are going to love you. And I would just encourage you to get your name out there, get your speaker sheet together, get a press kit together, and just start applying for things. Get back in touch with the people from the conference that you just went to and send them, like, countless follow-up. So you're going to get so much opportunity to speak. That's not ever going to be an issue for you because people, you know, you have an amazing story. It's the back end for you, right? And it's the back end. So you have to think about what it is that you want to sell. And you have things to sell already. You already have programs. So the reason that we did this program in the order that we did it is because it builds, right? First, we did all of the point of view, the niche, the target audience, your positioning, your bio. You already have all of these things. And then we dig the signature system. So if you have done the signature system, you already have something to sell. And if you're just starting out, you can just sell that. When I first started out, all I did was a Brand Clarity VIP day, and I sold that over and over and over again. And then as I grew and revenue came in and I understood all the different ways I could help people things, you know, then I added things and made it bigger and, you know, expanded and did other things. But you can absolutely make money from that. I mean, you're probably going to write a book at some time. I mean, there's so many things that you could do, but you have to know what you're selling. So this is the work. The work that you need to do is structure, to pick what you want. If for the time being you just want to be a keynote speaker, then dedicate your life to doing that, I mean, your time to doing that. But I would highly encourage you to have something for the back end that you can sell.
Yeah, I think that's a necessity. I mean, that's just a no-brainer. It's a must.
Right. So I don't remember. Right. So let's just play it out for a second. If you went and spoke somewhere, say you went and got to speak in this conference, in 5 words or less, so we're not going to go into a dissertation, but in 5 words or less, what would your talk be about?
A life transformation. Sharing my life experiences through life transformation, overcoming adversity. That was over 5 words.
Okay. And then how do you want to, I mean, the bottom line is, how do you want to make your money, right? I mean, what do you want to do for people? That, and I think that's for you the big thing, like aside from speaking and being inspirational. And, you know, you might say, Heather, that's all I want to do. I just want to be a keynote speaker and go and change the world like that and get paid for that. And that's
Heather,
great.
I want to build an empire.
Yeah.
That's
great.
What I want to do.
Okay,
I want to
of
build
what?
An empire.
Of what? And that's where the joke.
I want to build an empire of, you know, I started off, you know, it starts with an introduction. Life to me has started with an introduction because it has opened so many doors to where I am right now.
Okay,
if
cool.
Never,
so I'm going to stop you right there because you have your program around that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your step-in
yep.
program. Right?
No, step-in and opt-in, are you using that as the same?
No, opt-in is a free offer.
Okay.
Opt-in is free. I mean, you can say step-in, like you can say, I sort of interchange those, but an opt-in is, I'm sorry, that's a little bit unclear, but your opt-in is free. I always think of your step-in offer as sort of the first entryway into working with you. Like your freebie, okay. Your opt-in, those are all free. Those are exposure to you, but people aren't paying you for those things. I always think of your step-in offer, and maybe other people say it differently, as that, you know, that dipping your toe into working with someone.
Okay.
Like this is your step-in. This is your step-in offer to working with me, right?
Right.
This is okay.
And I already had your freebie.
Right.
So now
you're just being such a great case study for it.
Now you're reeling me in.
Right, because you came in through some free place. You gave me your email. You followed me for a long time.
Uh-huh.
We had a strategy call. You followed the action of taking the step to talk on the phone. The offer wasn't what you needed or wanted or could afford at the time. This offer became available, which was a step-in offer, and you took it. So that's a perfect example for you to think about for your business. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. It's almost surreal, right?
Yeah. So you need to think about what it is that you want to sell. You have a signature program. Think about what your audience wants. Like, what would those people from the C-suite convention buy from you? What could you give them?
I could give them a different lens to view life.
Mm-hmm.
Or see life through a different lens that they normally look through. I am
so that would be a great talk. That would be a great talk, and it would be great if someone wanted to be your life coaching client.
Mm-hmm. But that's not for C-suite level.
It might be. I mean, they're human beings, right? I mean, they have personal issues, so they might be your clients.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying to you, is what is it that you're going to sell? To whom? Who do you want to serve? And maybe you are just
I think that's sometimes what I get not confused is because I want to, like right now I was thinking of marketing a boot camp for high schoolers and junior high getting ready to go into high school and high schoolers, because 99% of people are afraid to public speak. And going into high school, you have to be able to stand up in front of the class.
Okay, so who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for that? Okay.
The parents.
Okay.
So because I'm thinking of myself, come March, when my kids were little, my ex and I were thinking, okay, what are we going to do with the kids all summer? What camps are they going to? So I'm thinking, okay, what a great idea is to offer, you know, 9 to noon, you know, 3 days a week or 4 days a week.
Okay. So, Trish, I'm going to say something to you. That is not going to be a gigantic moneymaker, right?
No, it's not.
Compared to C-suite people who want to be powerful speakers, who want to know how to introduce themselves to other powerful people, who want to get in bigger and better platforms, who have money to spend, who are representing their businesses, who need to know, you know, when they shake someone's hand, is this person going to be honest with me in a business deal? Right? Those are the people that are going to spend a lot of money with you. That might not be your audience.
Okay.
I'm just using it as an example. So you start to think about...
Well, it's also a perfect example is what you said. Are you going to start off at Walmart or Nordstrom?
Right.
I'd rather be at Nordstrom.
Right. So you have some homework to do to think about what it is that you want to sell.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I'm focusing on that part with you because the speaking part is so strong already. That part is so strong already.
I'm so alive when I'm speaking.
Yes. So, I think that at some point you might be, you know, maybe you're something to do with communications and helping people be better communicators and speakers is going to be very profitable for you at some point if that's what you want to do. Right. It could be, if that's something you choose to do. But the speaking part for you, you just need some press kit. It's not that complicated. People love you. They're going to want you to come and speak for them. That's going to be a no-brainer. It may take a little legwork, but it's going to be no brainer. It's the back end that I want you to think about.
Okay. But talking about the press kit, who does that for me? I do it only, I'm so not IT. I'm so
well,
IT
that's for another time, another call, but, but it's, you know, it's basically putting together your experience and putting some visuals together and some video clips together and putting it together physically or online. And, you know, it doesn't have to be that complicated. Just look up people you admire and click on their press kit and see what it looks like for now. And then hire someone to do it. You know, it's not gonna, and if you need somebody, I can put you in touch with someone.
Okay. Because I'm trying to save my money to hang with you so I can go to the next level.
Okay, but I want you to hang with me, yes, and I want you to make money so that you're making
exactly.
So that you're at
so
the next level now.
So I can hang with you longer.
Yeah. And my goal is I don't want you hanging with me. I do want you hanging with me, but I want you making money. I want you out there doing your thing, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And speaking of money, I owe you the second payment.
Okay, well, so I'll send you an email, make sure that we're on track with that.
Okay. I just didn't
know.
I didn't want to miss the date if it was due or whatnot.
It should come automatically, but thank you for telling me and I'll check into that.
Okay. I don't like owing anybody much. Heather, thank you so much. You're such a gift. I love you and I'm so glad this all came to fruition.
Well, I love you too. I think you're amazing and I'm glad it came this way too. So okay, so we have another class tomorrow. There is a slight possibility that it might get shifted, but right now it's a go. I'm traveling and there's some weather right now and hopefully it won't interfere with anything that we're doing. But right now it's a total go.
Okay, well, safe travels.
Thank you. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And if something changes, just let me know. No problem. I'm fine.
Okay, all right. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.